Lake Effect continues. I'm Mitch Teich. Before the break, we spoke with reporter Brendan O'Brien about his series on poverty in Milwaukee, written for the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. The online media source has been operating for 3 years with support from places such as the Zilber Neighborhood Initiative, United Neighborhood Centers of Milwaukee, and Marquette University. Among the outlet's missions has been to cover hyper-local neighborhood stories that are often missed by larger publications with broader scopes. But has that ambition been realized? And how does the Neighborhood News Service itself figure into the work of community building? Herbert Lowe is the professional in residence and director of journalism for social change at Marquette University's Diedrich College of Communication. The news service was the topic of his recently completed master's thesis. And he's with us in the studio along with journalism professor John Pauley and NNS editor-in-chief Sharon McGowan. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What led you to study the Neighborhood News Service in an academic way in the first place?
I was pursuing my master's degree, and a thesis was one of the options. I actually was going to do a professional project on another topic, and a wise man suggested that I do something more intellectually robust. And when I asked him if he had any ideas, the very next thought was, you should do a case study of the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. And that struck me as really odd because I didn't know a thesis could be directly across the hall from me because the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service was directly across from my office. And I had been engaged with its staff and particularly Sharon McGowan as a journalism faculty member and who has had 22 years of journalism experience. And so clearly as a member of its editorial advisory board, an advocate for it and the students engage with it and what it's trying to do in the community. And then when someone who you respect and is the most intellectual man tells you that this is something you should do, you have to do it. So,
John Pauley, what was it about the Neighborhood News Service that you thought lent itself to such an academically and intellectually rigorous approach?
I thought there were two things. One is that there's a long history of discussion in journalism about the relationship between journalism and community. And so we had a really lively experiment right on our doorstep. And the second is, even for all of the struggles in the journalism profession, now this is a moment of tremendous energy within the profession and experimentation. And I thought that this would be a good case study to pursue to see what's happening in Milwaukee in relationship to larger national trends.
Well, why me?
You were the right man for the job. Well, you have a passion for the community side and some personal history and professional history with that. So I thought that you were well positioned to do it.
And so in a nutshell, what was the question you were trying to answer with this work in terms of the nexus of the Neighborhood News Service and community?
Well, what was it that they intended to do? What was it that how were people responding to it? What were the people who were engaged with it learning about it? And what exactly was the work that was being done?
Sharon McGowan, how would you describe the community mission of the Neighborhood News Service?
Well, I think that the most important thing is that we're professional objective journalists covering the communities. But I have been persuaded, and I'm beginning to understand, that the notion of more community engagement is apparently the future. And the more I think about it, the more excited I am about it, because I think that we are doing a good job in a traditional sense, but there's no reason why we can't push the envelope and be a little more experimental.
Herbert Lowe, how do you measure the creation of community, if you will?
Well, geography, political aspirations, basically who lives near you or is trying to have the same matters of quality of life that you are and the energies that are around them. For communities such as NNS focuses on –
This is like 17 neighborhoods.
Yes, 17 neighborhoods in the central city of Milwaukee. It's about being able to improve the qualities of life that everyone should have in terms of public safety, education, being able to walk and on your streets and feeling safe. It is not any different from those who are in communities in the suburbs. The work that the NNS is doing relates to being able to show that there are people fully engaged in improving the quality of life and that it is worth investing in if you have resources or money to do so.
Chair McGowan.
Yes, I just wanted – I think Herb did a really good job describing community. The way that I heard your question, though, is how can you measure whether what we're doing has any effect on community? And I think that that's the big research question that would need to be answered. I don't think anybody knows how to do that exactly. And if there were some kind of standard – by which we could measure ourselves.
If there were an algorithm that allowed you to connect the dots that says because of this reporting, this has been the impact on the quality of life in this neighborhood, that would be great.
Right. I think that it's a very good question and one that we think about a lot, but I don't think we figured out how to do it.
Right. But as Sharon, you said in your interview with me and as we researched for the thesis, there are many organizations in these 17 neighborhoods that see work or stories on NNS that they then can go and either relink to their sites. Here's a good idea that's working in this neighborhood. Maybe we could try it in ours. And so while there's nothing dramatic about it, but there is evidence that what's being reported on NNS is being carried over from neighborhood to neighborhood to neighborhood.
John Pauley, this is kind of an eternal question that journalists have had. Does my work have an impact?
Yeah, and I think there are different places where you can look for the impact. And so I think in the initial question, it's harder to prove citizen by citizen in the neighborhoods what the impact is. But I think the last point Herb was making was really crucial, that the impact has been on the leaders within these communities, that there are people of vision and passion and ability in smaller scale organizations that don't necessarily – aren't entirely visible within larger mainstream media. And the Neighborhood News Service has given them a chance to make their another opportunity for leadership and then connecting across those groups. And so it is building the network of leadership, I think, at that point. And there's still more to be said and thought about in terms of the effect on individual citizens within –
part of what we looked at was the sources for the stories that NNS covered. Many scholars have said that journalists often will go to what comes out of City Hall or officials' sources and go straight to someone's doorstep and see what you think about it. There's also the notion of conflict and tension that drives the news. And what the Neighborhood News Service is doing is writing stories that show that leaders can happen right from people who have no education at all or who simply just want to keep, as one of the mothers that Dunn did that, I believe it is the story, they simply just want to keep their kids from being target practice for people with guns. And so the quasi-official neighborhood groups where they get most of their stories from private public places, these are places that NNS is getting to that the Journal Sentinel, maybe Lake Effect or other Milwaukee magazine, they simply don't have the resources to go into these places. And so these are stories that need to be told but otherwise aren't getting told. And what NNS is doing differently than if we touch on community journalism, NNS is doing it at a quality of presentation and reporting that you don't see in an organization of this size.
Sharon McGowan, how do you build the community building issue into the kinds of training that your journalists are getting?
I don't think I focus on that. What I focus on is teaching them, if they don't already know, how to find a source, report a story, write a story, do a video or audio slideshow about a story, and then make sure that the quality is high enough to publish. That said, I don't ever bring on an intern who I think is not interested really in covering the communities that we cover. There is a lot of people who want this on their resume, but if they don't show some interest in what we do, then it's not a good fit.
John Pauley, is this representative of a bigger emphasis in community involvement among journalists who are coming up through the ranks today?
I think it's really important for journalists to be self-reflective about their mode of address to the community. And I think we take that for granted. We know what those routines and habits look like traditionally in journalism in relationship to the people that Herb was describing as official sources. So one of the things that's important in this kind of journalism is putting yourself in the neighborhood and having a respect for that, being willing to listen to a different kind of voice, being willing to hear the stories that matter to people. And I think that's something that journalism, just as a, in general as an institution right now, is trying to think through in all of its forms. So what does it mean to have journalism matter to the community for these people? What would it take for us to do that kind of work that would make it matter deeply to them?
Well, and I wonder if some of this is what sets apart organizations like the Neighborhood News Service and to some degree local newspapers in general from the national news services that everybody is on all the time on their computers and their smartphones and wherever else they get their news.
Yeah, I think that it's very important to understand that our reporters, whether they're the professional reporters, we have right now three professional reporters, they are not youngsters, they're all experienced, and they are the core of our reporting staff. They and the interns have to be in the neighborhoods in order to do this reporting. You cannot do this reporting on the phone, although sometimes they try, but it's clearly obvious. You have to be there. You have to talk to people. And you should be bringing back another story because every time you talk to somebody or a group of people, you should be finding another story. And that holds for everybody from the most experienced reporter to the newest intern.
Herbert Lowe, let's flash forward through all of this work that you did. What's the overarching takeaway message that you want to get out there and hope that your research gets out into the community that, that the Neighborhood News Service is covering?
Across this nation, the industry that we know as journalism is changing, and there are more stories to tell but fewer people in position to tell them. And as legacy news organizations have to rethink what stories they're going to be able to tell and how they're going to be able to tell them, if communities and journalism education programs are able to come together through grant funding or other means, that it is possible to tell great stories and dynamically presented about matters involving quality of life in neighborhoods such as the kinds that Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service is doing, and that it can be done excellently, and that stories matter, and how they're told matter, and who tells them matter. One thing that we haven't said here is that most of the professional staff that Sharon engages with are from the communities. Edgar Mendez, for example, grew up on the South Side, went to UWM, earned his journalism degree, was desperate to get into journalism, and the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service in Marquette enabled him to get the experience he needed to now earn an internship this summer at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he will have a master's degree while at it. And so these are opportunities that can be replicated in communities such as ours across the nation. And if people want to see what is happening here, they can read this. We've had some other consultants look at the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service and advise Sharon and the Editorial Advisory Board and the College of Communication on how to be of the community, not just report about the community, and just figuring out how to do the great journalism objectively and professionally as Sharon demands, but also increase the audience, increase not just within the community but externally as well.
How does this work play into the question of the news service's sustainability? It was created through some initial grants which are coming to the end of their cycle.
They are coming to the end of their cycle. We expect most of them to be renewed. We sold our first ad this week, which I think it's going to bring in about $20, but it's a start.
A throwback to high school journalism.
Right. So we are focusing very much on sustainability. We're in the process of figuring out how to hire somebody whose sole responsibility will be the business side, marketing, and fundraising, which is not my expertise and it's not what I want to do. So I'm excited about that.
I would make the case that NNS needs more personality, that it needs to have faces, much like Gregory Stanford or Eugene Cain or James Causey, notable columnists of color, black columnists for the Journal Sentinel, have created a presence in the community, in the communities that the Journal Sentinel serves. I maintain that the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service needs people. We, in this day and age, for better or for worse, news agencies are identified by personalities, whether it's cable, talk shows, or legacy news organizations. And so that is important. The second concern that must be noted that is that Sharon McGowan is shouldering an incredible amount of responsibility regarding editing and marketing, and she's basically the life of NNS. And I'd love to be able to see her get some editorial support. I'd love to see her be able to take a vacation. I'd just love to be able to know that if Sharon McGowan was to win the lottery and didn't want to work this hard anymore, that there would be someone else who can make sure that this great work continues.
I will second that opinion. Herbert Lowe, Sharon McGowan, John Pauley, thank you all so much.
Thanks, Mitch.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Sharon McGowan is editor-in-chief of the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. John Pauley is professor of journalism at Marquette University's Diedrich College of Communication. And Herbert Lowe is professional in residence at the college. His recently completed master's thesis is on the Neighborhood News Service. In the interest of full disclosure, I was among the people interviewed for that thesis. Dentistry, existentialism, and baseball all woven together seamlessly in a new novel. We'll find out more when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.